Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After being removed from the mostly partisan January 6th commission by Democrat Nancy Pelosi, Representative Jim Jordan, the Republican from Ohio, said Sunday he will not cooperate with the January 6th Select Committee. Representative Scott Perry, the Republican from Pennsylvania last month, called the committee illegitimate. Actor and comedian Bob Saget died Sunday. He was 65 years old. It's being reported Saget passed away in his hotel room at the Ritz-Carlton in Orlando, Florida. Hotel security found Saget in his room. Cause of death is still yet to be determined. At least 19 people were killed, including 9 children, when the city's deadliest fire in more than 30 years burned through a Bronx, New York apartment high-rise Sunday morning. The 5-alarm blaze was blamed on a malfunctioning space heater, Fire Commissioner Dan Nigro.
This fire began in an apartment that spans 2 floors on the 2nd and 3rd floor of the building.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The New York Post is reporting House Speaker Democrat Nancy Pelosi has raked in tens of millions of dollars with her knowledge of the stock market. So it's no surprise that she is also blocking bipartisan efforts to prevent members of Congress from engaging in such activity. Lawmakers inherently have insider information. Pelosi is not breaking any laws, though. In 2012, Congress themselves enacted the Stock Act, letting members of the House and Senate buy and sell stocks using privileged information as long as they reveal their trades within 45 days of buying them. The world's number one tennis player, Novak Djokovic, won his visa appeal against the Australian government on Monday. Australian federal court quashed the government's decision to cancel the Serbian tennis star's visa on Monday, ending his detention and appearing to clear a path for him to play in the Australian Open. The 34-year-old was fighting deportation and the cancellation of his visa over the country's very strict COVID-19 rules. New reports coming out of Australia, he has been rearrested. USA Radio News.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
As we await the ruling from the Supreme Court on two of President Biden's vaccine mandates, Justice Clarence Thomas questions Brian Fletcher, the U.S. Principal Deputy Solicitor General.
Counsel, are you relying on 1302A?
The Secretary invoked, that's the Secretary's general rulemaking authority under the Social Security Act, and he invoked that general rulemaking authority as he typically does when he makes rules under the Act, but we're not relying primarily or on that. We're instead relying on specific authorities as to each category of covered providers that allow the Secretary to set standards that set the requirements for their participation in Medicare and Medicaid.
I don't understand what you just said.
I'm sorry. The answer is yes, but not only on 1302. We also have specific statutes that speak to each of the covered providers here.
So if I look at the language in 1302, which says that the Secretary shall make and publish such rules and regulations as may be necessary to the efficient administration of the functions with which each is charged under this chapter, You say there is more than that authorizing the secretary.
Correct, yes.
What is that more?
So the more is set forth. It's different as to each category of providers. So take hospitals. They're the additional authority which authorizes the secretary to set such requirements as he finds necessary in the interest of the health and safety of patients in Medicare and Medicaid.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And we work so hard at it because it's not easy. It's going to be tough. It is tough, ladies and gentlemen, and I thank you for joining in because we have a country to save here. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Larry Klayman is joining us. He is the founder and former chair of Judicial Watch, current chairman of Freedom Watch, and author of It Takes a Revolution, Forget the Scandal Industry. Larry, good morning. Good to have you with us, sir.
Thank you, Bill. Good morning to you.
Well, lots to talk about here, but before we talk about Mitch McConnell and his pivot, I wanted to get your read on the Supreme Court's hearing of Joe Biden's vaccine mandate. This is before the court. Is this something that is going to come through with some rapidity here?
Well, I believe it will. I mean, the Supreme Court has no choice. By the way, if I sound a little impaired, I'm in quarantine. I actually have COVID.
I'm going
to miss your show, Bill.
They'll
invalidate that. They have no other way to do it, but it won't be, the entire court. It'll break down, of course, along party lines. The Republican-appointed ones will vote, to knock it down. The others won't. It's typical of our justice system. People don't make decisions on the basis of what's right or wrong, but on the basis of politics. In this case, the Republican appointees will be correct.
Mm-hmm. And we're hoping, that they do hold the ground. I'm still nervous, about it nonetheless. I'm sure maybe there's a little bit of, caution on your part as well, because explain to our audience this overreach by the executive branch of the government, because I think Kavanaugh brought this up very clear, said, look, you've had a year to deal with this. How come, you control the Senate, you control the House, how come you didn't pass law to, have standing here?
Well, as much as I hate to say it, I don't care for Kavanaugh very much. He has no respect for the Fourth Amendment. I know that when I enjoined the mass surveillance by the NSA under Obama, but he happens to be right in this instance. This will be one of the few examples the Supreme Court gets it right in recent history. But, the fact is that you can't intrude on private enterprise like this. No one knows anything about COVID-19. I guess I'm a victim as well. I knew very little about it, too. What we learn from the government, every single day are either intentional lies or lies of omission. We now know that the vaccines are worthless. We know that it doesn't matter whether you have natural immunity. No one knows anything. Okay, so for the government to be imposing these restrictions, which are destroying the economy, which is part of the Democrat plan to turn this country socialist and communist, that's exactly, what's happening here. On this particular issue, among many which, the Democrats are getting away with, I don't think they'll get away with this one.
Well, Lindsey Graham said it's power and control, and the exercise thereof is quite blatant, whether we're talking about voter fraud, you know, the control of our educational system, the military, just go right on down the line. It is full, you know, it's nonstop, I should say, you know, for progressives right now. And this is, you know, we have to wake up and realize. I will say this to you, Larry, since you have COVID and you're dealing with it right now, I got COVID just about a year ago, and I've been on top of it from day one. Going into it, I fortified my immune system. I was on a protocol to keep my immune system strong. I contracted COVID in March. Natural immunity, the government has been really hesitant to report on it, but I can tell you experientially, at least from my personal experience, and the doctor has echoed this as well, is that natural immunity is the number one. It is the most powerful force against COVID that we have available to us. Dr. Fauci, as you may recall, said maybe 3-4 months is all you can count on. I'm going on 10, almost 11 months, and I just had another test regarding my immune system, and my T cells, according to my doctor, are extremely robust. So somebody's lying here, either the phlebotomist and the people that study my blood, or Dr. Fauci.
No, and that's good. And I've done the same thing. I mean, I take vitamin C, vitamin D. I try to stay in shape, you know, get sleep. Don't be overweight. Overweight, you know, is not good. So there are lots of things that can be done. But the bottom line is this, Bill, is that the Democrats, you know, have a 5-part plan to destroy the country and to solidify their power. I've just updated my book, It Takes a Revolution, Forget the Scandal Industry. It's now It Takes a Counter-Revolution, because the left has taken total control. Mm-hmm. But first you use COVID as a way to take complete control of the country, our lives. Secondly, you use the Justice Department and the FBI, my once proud alma mater, as your own Gestapo to quell all dissent. And you can see even the Republicans are joining in on that, as well as Fox News. They're tracking the January 6th protesters. Fox News talks out of both sides of its mouth, as well as most conservatives, frankly, the so-called conservatives, not real ones like you. Thirdly, you destroy the economy, pump trillions of dollars into it, create disincentive to work. You create massive inflation to destroy the economy so you can take it socialist. Then you destroy Judeo-Christian values. You push homosexuality and transgenderism and transsexualism in schools to kids. And you teach them that's normal. And in fact, if you want a sex change operation, your kid comes home and asks for one, then you get them a free sex change operation under Obamacare. No problem. Then you destroy the military, as we've seen happening. And we're seeing the consequences of that today in Ukraine and in Kazakhstan and elsewhere right now. Not to mention China will likely make a move on Taiwan in the next year or so.
So
that's where we are. They've destroyed the entire country, and all we get from the Republicans is talk. You know, Lindsey Graham can come out of his closet every now and then, but he doesn't do much of anything, and neither does Tom Cotton, neither does Jim Jordan, the rest of them. It's all talk, and it's time for the American people to rise up and do it for themselves.
Well, there's a lot to unpack here, Larry. I mean, first of all, you talk about the Justice Department, and I mean, let's just go to the Supreme Court and the comments that came out of Sotomayor. I mean, how ridiculous. I mean, for her to, irresponsible. I mean, as a justice of the court to make those kind of statements, I reminded everybody, Dr. Simone Gold sent out a tweet, and I just said, look it, you got to remember, she's not a doctor, she's not a scientist. And for her to make these kind of statements, this is the problem, just like with what you were suggesting earlier, is how conservatives got to know what they believe in so they're not influenced and find themselves saying stupid things like Ted Cruz.
Well, Ted Cruz has always been two-faced. We know that. Look, when the people in Texas were freezing when there was no electricity, he went off to Mexico with his
not good. Yes, exactly.
You know, I mean, he's a phony. We know that. And most of the Republicans are a phony. I can't think of one. Perhaps Governor DeSantis will prove to be pure. Maybe Kristi Noem in South Dakota. In fact, I'm forming a new political party, separate organization called the New American Independence Party. But, you know, the Republicans are no opposition at all to the Democrats, and I'm tired of hearing them talking. We need things like citizens' grand juries. I think we need to declare independence again, Bill. Form a new government, not a new nation. and get real leaders and take immunity away from federal judges and government officials, fine-tune the Constitution in that regard. The time has come for the American people to go their own way. We want a divorce, and these people are just a clown show on Fox News to raise money. How many emails do you get every
exactly.
About 20.
I know.
20.
Disgusting. Got to go to break. We've got more from Larry Klayman after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Hi, I'm Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. As we begin the new year, we at the Tide Ministry are so blessed to be able to celebrate over 7 decades of global media outreach with tens of thousands of people hearing the gospel through our radio broadcasts. But we can't just stop there. Our new Diamond Vision outlines the ways we're planning to continue our mission into the future. The first pillar, Amplify, defines how we will increase ministry initiatives so that more people can experience God's grace. This includes bolstering existing outreaches, creating content in more languages, developing partnerships in additional countries, and utilizing diverse media technologies. We do all of this in hopes that eventually the whole world will hear the good news and seek God's grace. To learn more about the Tide Diamond Vision to Amplify ministry so that more people may hear the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez. Larry Klayman continues with us. As we were saying, words do matter, whether they come from the Vice President, a Supreme Court Justice, the President of the United States, the reckless use of the term insurrection. Larry, I just wrote a commentary about it over the weekend that's now being published at Reactionary Times and a couple of other places as well. And that is that we so irresponsibly, and I say so in a general sense, I'm not talking about particularly, but we need to be careful about the words we use. Insurrection is a power-packed term that is giving license to progressives to demonize over 50% of the country.
Well, two things. First of all, it wasn't an insurrection. It was an uprising. And Jefferson predicted it. Jefferson said federal judges, unelected, unaccountable to the people, including Supreme Court justices, would become despots and tyrants, causing us to shed the blood of patriots and tyrants yet again about every 20 years or so. And what you saw on January 6th was a recognition by the people that the three branches of government had grown so corrupt, and the straw that broke the camel's back was President Trump not even being able to get a hearing by his own Supreme Court justices that he had appointed and boasted about and continues to boast about, by the way. Someone needs to straighten him out, you know, in that regard. Maybe he needs to do a seance and talk to Jefferson. Is that this is what happened. And there was nothing wrong with January 6th. Yeah, there were some bad people on both sides, a couple, but most people were overwhelmingly peaceful. In fact, January 6th was patriotic, in my opinion. But of course, no one can tolerate that. The Democrat and the Republican Party can't accept a challenge to their total stranglehold over the American people.
Well, this January 6th commission seems like a joke on its face because it's ignoring the obvious things. Like you said, these properly strategically placed rebel rousers, including government officials, FBI agents who were involved there, that you can see from the video, Larry, where, one guy in particular who was trying to incite the crowds and the people around him are going, fed. I mean, they smelled this guy a mile away and realized there was a plant in there, and maybe the word should have gotten out more aggressively throughout the crowd. But how do you do that? You got 2 million people, you know. Go ahead.
Well, there were plants, sure. I mean, the FBI has dual, informants and things like that. But I think that really begs the issue. The issue is the people rose up. The people had a reason to rise up. The people expressed themselves. It could have been a lot worse. It could have been like the storming of the Bastille on July 14, 1789 in France. And this was a warning shot across the bow to the government. As Jefferson said, when the people fear the government, there's tyranny. But when the government fears the people, there's liberty. They fear us. And that tells you, the speeches of Biden and Harris and Merrick Garland, the attorney general last week, these were threats. These were threats that we will crush you. We will destroy you. The Justice Department, my once proud alma mater, has been turned into a Gestapo. You are not allowed to dissent. And the fact that there was a physical trespass into the Capitol, that's basically most of what it was, and having these judges rubber stamp, what the DOJ Gestapo wants, tells you that we are living in a tyrannical country. And all the Republicans do, they've joined in. They're trashing the January 6th protesters, too. We
right.
have a political party that will stand up, as our founding fathers did, to the tyranny of King George III. Biden Harris, the two stooges that do the bidding of the left, are much worse than King George III. King George III was not a socialist. He was not a communist. He was not an atheist. He was not a radical Muslim. He was not a radical black. He was not a radical member of the Marxian Jewish left. He was not a member of the radical LGBTQ community or the feminist community. Most people in these groups are decent people. They want to be left alone, but the radicals are pure evil. And they have infested the Democrat Party, and the Republicans sit there just raising money. That's all they do. And then they tell you, I'm listening to Kevin McCarthy yesterday on TV. Oh, when we get back the House, we're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to do this. A total lie, because Biden is still president. He will veto anything that Congress seeks to do, and it'll never get through the Senate because you need two-thirds to get through the Senate. They just lie to the American people, the Republican Party. A bunch of liars, right. Fraudsters, and it's become a racketeering enterprise to raise money.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, to your earlier point, Larry, I think you bring up an excellent point here, and that is the freedom filter. We need to ask ourselves, regardless, whatever is before us, is this going to give us more freedom or less freedom? Whether it involves our educational system under CRT, these threats that are being purported upon we the people at every turn, as you mentioned. I mean, the way our economy is being handled, inflation. I mean, you can just see and feel that our freedoms are just slipping through our fingers here more and more every day.
Well, yeah, we have no freedom anymore. And that's why, you know, we're having our citizens' grand juries. We've indicted Biden, his brother, James, his son, Hunter, for massive bribery from communist China, Ukraine, Russia, for Biden for negligent homicide. And in Afghanistan, he, notwithstanding the 13 GIs that killed, he ordered a drone strike because he wanted to look tough and killed 10 innocent Afghans who were our allies and 7 of their children. I started a criminal case at the International Criminal Court. They're investigating Biden for that. You can see that at freedomwatchusa.org. We've indicted Fauci, who is a criminal. Mm-hmm. Even Robert F. Kennedy Jr. calls him a criminal, his new book.
Yes.
I'm on my radio show myself. Mm-hmm. These people need to be held accountable, and we're going to ask the military and police to carry out the sentences once we get convictions. We're going to try them in February and March. The American people need to rise up and just like our founding fathers did, take our legal system back and implement
themselves. Well, we're blessed with a constitution that gives us a remedy, doesn't it?
Well, the Declaration of Independence gives us the remedy initially. It's
right.
When in the course of human events, the sovereign, the rulers, no longer represent the people. And the laws of nature and nature's God, not the laws of the king, the laws of the state, nature and nature's God. They have a right to alter or abolish that government and to form a new government with equal rights for everyone in pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness. We need to do what our founding fathers did. I believe we'll create a groundswell, and I believe people will follow us, just like the French people followed de Gaulle when he created an alternative government in London.
Exactly.
When the Nazis took over France. The Nazis have taken over this country. You know, if you listen to Garden last week, we're supposed to turn in everybody who was in Washington.
Oh, yeah.
On January 6th. We have all become the Jews of Nazi Germany, you know, where people turned in Jews. You know,
you got kids,
David.
Larry, yeah, Larry, you got kids turning in their parents. I mean, we've got modern-day brown shirts going on here in this country. And nobody's saying anything about this. This is ridiculous.
The teachers in the schools are telling them to do it.
Yeah, exactly. We've got about a minute and a half left here, Larry, and I did want to address the topic, and we kind of touched on this a little bit, but again, the recklessness of the rhetoric that's out there and how the conservatives are picking up this narrative from progressives is quite dangerous, and now you've got Mitch McConnell himself, you know, trying to find some middle ground to work with the Democrats in reforming our voter system. What's going on here?
Well, yeah, once he opens the door, you know, I forget the expression, but it's going to open it up completely. This is who he is. Mitch McConnell is just as bad as Joe Biden. He's taking money under the table from China through his wife, Elaine Chao, their family. I mean, this is who he is. He's corrupt to the core. Why doesn't Joe Manchin want to be a Democrat? Because he doesn't want to be under the arm of Mitch McConnell, in my opinion. This corrupt... Mm. Frankly, disgusting.
You mean why doesn't he want to become a Republican? I mean,
right? Why would you want to be under the arm of Mitch McConnell? Would you?
No, right? No, no, not at all. Exactly. Right. Yeah. And he's having a hard enough time trying to be under Schumer, although Schumer can't carry a satchel, in my humble opinion.
No, I mean, if he gets fatter, he's going to explode. You know, so. These people are—they're just American. See, that's get back to January 6th. The American people see this; they see that both political parties are corrupt. They see that we have no government that represents us. They rose up. There was nothing wrong with that. Jefferson said, where will we be? We'll lose liberty if there isn't a revolt now and then. The natural manure of government.
Gotta leave it there, Larry Clements. Thank you, buddy.
This view was worth a hike.
Right?
And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After being removed from the mostly partisan January 6th commission by Democrat Nancy Pelosi, Representative Jim Jordan, the Republican from Ohio, said Sunday he will not cooperate with the January 6th Select Committee. Representative Scott Perry, the Republican from Pennsylvania last month, called the committee illegitimate. Actor and comedian Bob Saget died Sunday. He was 65 years old. It's being reported Saget passed away in his hotel room at the Ritz-Carlton in Orlando, Florida. Hotel security found Saget in his room. Cause of death is still yet to be determined. At least 19 people were killed, including 9 children, when the city's deadliest fire in more than 30 years burned through a Bronx, New York apartment high-rise Sunday morning. The 5-alarm blaze was blamed on a malfunctioning space heater. Fire Commissioner Dan Nigro.
This fire began in an apartment that spans 2 floors on the 2nd and 3rd floor of the building.
USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Hey, for more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezShow.com. It's all right there, including our incredible archive of expert guests like Larry Klayman, our next guest, Adam Angieski from Open the Books. And we always appreciate our opportunity to talk with Adam because he is true to his mission, and that is holding this government accountable. And if you can imagine, I mean, talk about trying to, corral cats and what have you. This government is so big and so massive. We're looking at, the debt ceiling now at $31 trillion, and you know that they're going to spend every bit of that and still ask for more. Adam, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
Hey, Bill. Good. Well, I think the lie of the year went to Joe Biden when he said the Build Back Better bill wouldn't cost $1.7 trillion or the permanent cost of $4.7 trillion, but he said it would cost nothing, zero.
Exactly.
And I think he was laughed off the stage for that.
Right. Well, how does he, he loses all credulity. I mean, there's no credibility in this man anymore, and he's the president of the United States, and it's like America is just holding its nose, waiting for, 2.5 more years to get on the other side of this, 3 years at its onset, because he's probably going to be like Obama, doing executive orders with his, pen and his phone on his way out. But it's just, we can't stand this anymore.
Well, the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office rendered their judgment on the true cost of the bill, and they said it would add $3 trillion to the national debt. So there you have it. It's not zero. It's $3
trillion. Yeah. And for him to insist, and of course, not just him, but the rest of the talking heads of the Democratic Party. I mean, we've already gone there. We went through four incredible years under Trump where the Democrats lied through their teeth. And it still galls me anytime I see Adam Schiff or Jerry Nadler or any of these other cast of characters who've lied continuously to the American people, and they still have space. I mean, it's like, turn the channel. Don't even listen to these people anymore, because we continue to listen to them, whether it has to deal with COVID or military or educational system. You know, just like even General Austin saying that they're not teaching CRT in the military. Well, we know that's a big lie. There are instructors involved in the military who are coming out and saying, no, this has been going on actually for over 10 years. This has been a march toward moving in this direction. So it's like they're... you know, their lack of apprehension of the truth is killing us, Adam.
Well, they're just a symptom. These politicians, some of these bureaucrats, and unfortunately now some of the generals, I mean, they are just a symptom of the culture, the insidious culture, where there's a war on transparency. They want to be in charge. This is elite government by design, and they don't want to hear from the people. So there's a war on transparency. It's your government in secret. And you saw that in the national headlines over the course of the last couple of weeks when the Food and Drug Administration, to a group of 30 scientists and professors, you know, these were people at Harvard and Yale and folks like that. They filed a Freedom of Information Act request for the full record relating to how and the data behind the licensing of the Pfizer vaccine, the COVID-19 vaccine. And the agency at the FDA told the group of scientists it would have to wait 55 years for production. They sued 3 days ago,
yes.
4 days ago. A federal judge ordered rolling production to happen over the course of 8 months. The FDA wanted to roll out 500 pages a month, which would have taken 55 years. The federal judge ordered them to roll out 55,000 pages a month.
Yeah, how do you go to a judge? How do you talk to the American people? And you're working a scam with a straight face and say, okay, you know, we're so busy, you know, COVID, all this stuff. So, you know, the best we can do is 500 pages. Really? I mean, I'll tell you what. If you put up another day off in front of these people, they'll hit the door so fast that they make 500 pages a day look like nothing.
Well, that's very true. They'll produce exactly what they want to produce. So our organization at OpenTheBooks.com, we filed a Freedom of Information Act request with the National Institutes of Health for Dr. Anthony Fauci's employment record, his contract, his conflicts, his financial disclosures, his job description, and royalty payments. So during a 10-month period, NIH produced just 51 pages to us. We sued him with the public interest law firm Judicial Watch in Washington, D.C., and now NIH admits that there's 2,400 pages subject to production, and a federal judge has ordered them to open the books starting on February 1st. But they're only going to produce 300 pages a month to us.
And already that, you found that,
over the course of 8 months, we'll get Fauci's full employment record starting on February 1, which will be almost, not quite, but almost 2 years since we filed the request. And to say that this is not in the public interest would be an understatement. I mean, he obviously is tip of the spear on everything COVID.
Exactly. And you reported last year that he's the highest paid government official, more than the president. What, $435,000 annually is his salary, right? Somewhere in that neighborhood?
Right. So he's the number one most highly compensated federal employee. And again, it's a war on transparency. You know, $435,000, but that's from fiscal year 2020. We won't have till August fiscal year 2021, which started in October, and fiscal year 2022 started in October, and, you know, we're nowhere to getting that. We're 2 years behind on Dr. Anthony Fauci's salary, plus all the other federal bureaucrats, 2 years behind.
Unbelievable. And, of course, he's probably getting some sort of bonus right now, which is amazing to me because, and I think this is why the hesitancy to really do a deep down dive into the origination of this, because when you go and consider the origination of COVID, Dr. Fauci was there in the early days of the Wuhan laboratory. His people knew that they were reckless there. That's why after 18 months, they came back home and reported as such. And so, and of course, we know Dr. Fauci's made it clear, even in his own testimony, that he's a gain-of-function guy. This is his heart. This is his passion. And I believe that when you consider culpability, and maybe this is why the United States is slow in really, putting any heavy weight on the WHO or even joining with the rest of the international committee, countries to investigate this, is that the United States is going to be found to be as culpable, maybe not to the same measure as China, but probably in good enough measure that this could be problematic, because as Donald Trump reported last week, we're talking, what, over $30 trillion of loss internationally because of COVID?
Yeah, the numbers are absolutely staggering. So, you know, whether you call it a bonus or a permanent pay adjustment, we did unearth the memo from 2004. That was one of the 51 pages that NIH did produce as to why Dr. Anthony Fauci is the number one most highly compensated federal employee. He received a permanent pay adjustment in 2004 for his work on biodefense. Bill, he was paid to stop the next pandemic, and he failed.
Yes. Well, most people would be fired over that for non-production, right?
Well, no, he's not going to be fired.
But not bureaucrats.
He's not going to retire, according to Dr. Anthony Fauci. He just gave an interview in December to Jonathan Karl over at ABC, and he said he's not going anywhere. Now, the latest public opinion polls from November show that 52% of the American people want him to retire. They want him gone, and that includes 32% of Democrats.
Well, he's lost credibility on top of everything else, Adam. I mean, you know, people, you know, can't believe what he says anymore. He's spoken out of both sides of his mouth to such a degree and with such frequency. It's like, you know, like the Democrats, they have no credibility. It's like, you know, don't even say anything anymore. I'd rather not hear from you.
Well, Dr. Anthony Fauci, when he does retire, our auditors estimated his future public pension, and it's going to be the largest ever conferred in federal history. So when he retires, check this out, he's going to get north of $350,000 a year. So on day one, Dr. Anthony Fauci is going to be paid to stay home to retire on nearly $1,000 a day. And over the course of his first 3 years in retirement, he'll clean off over $1 million of federal pension.
We love this country. I mean, the United States has been very, very good to Dr. Fauci. Unbelievable. I'll tell you, we've got more. Hang in there, all right? Hopefully we didn't send too many people over the edge and into the canal here. We've got more from Adam Angieski after this.
No problem. I'll call someone about the plumbing.
One of Beatrice's properties needs a new superintendent.
The custodial team is not
someone with handyman superpowers and a concierge alter ego.
Does anyone know any good electricians near Parkville?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.15 APR. Start off your new year with a lower rate and half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.15 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance, and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.15 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-787. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
estrogen would like you to know about an important new study by the FDA. It confirms what the medical community has always known. Non-contact thermometers are not accurate, and they fail to meet FDA requirements for accuracy and labeling. With new strains of COVID on the rise, we can't afford to tolerate rampant false temperature readings from non-contact thermometers. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. You need Exergen thermometers because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure. Be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This country back on track. Oh, Lord have mercy. That's what we need. We need a revival, even dealing with this COVID deal. It's amazing how few people, if any, are saying, you know, where are we? What are we doing? How are we dealing with this? Are we even going to God Almighty to say, God, help us? I mean, is that even happening? Just a thought here, okay? 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Adam Andrzejewski is with us, and we're talking about Open the Books. And, you know, let me say this about Open the Books. They have been so faithful in holding this government accountable, that if you're not investing some of your donation money into this organization, I mean, understand that, and Adam was telling me that, when the COVID support was being handed out to businesses, Open the Books didn't take any money, by the way, okay? They didn't take any of the people's money. This is all donor-supported, Open the Books. And I highly recommend that you go to the website and donate and support them on a monthly basis, whatever you can do. I mean, just any amount to support what they are doing on behalf of we the people in holding our government accountable. Adam, where can they go to donate?
Well, Bill, in God we trust, our politicians we must audit. So people can come to openthebooks.com, hit the donate button, and look, we're funded by people. We're not funded at all by government. That would be a conflict of interest. So any support, more donations equal more investigations.
Mm. Yeah, now, like you said, in God we trust, we're told repeatedly, and I had a little conflict with this. I got to tell you, Adam, to be honest with you, and until a dear friend of mine said, Bill, you know, what does the Bible say about who we are to trust? The only one we can trust is God. We can't trust human. We're all flawed, you know. We make mistakes. Yep. You can't trust Bill Martinez or Adam Andrzejewski as much as you like us and as sweet as we are. We mess up, okay? But we can trust in God and God alone. And so, yes, in God we trust. And put your money and donate. Go to openthebooks.com and you can be in the flow of the know and support, you know, this movement to transparency. I mean, if you want to look at what people are going to, what they're going to do, look at what they've done. And the success record is well published right there. And you can see it at Forbes all the time, what Open the Books is doing on behalf of the American people. I mean, your track record has just been stellar, Adam. You've done a great job on behalf of the people. And I did want to talk about this latest topic about six crazy examples of the war on transparency. I mean, boy, the bureaucrats, they hate that. I mean, you it's like a shank in golf. You mentioned transparency to the bureaucrats, and boy, they get they just get nervous real quick, don't they?
Well, there is a war on transparency. There's a war on your right to know. So here's an example at the federal level. We were always disappointed that in the last year of the Obama administration, when we requested the salaries of the federal employees employed in the federal executive agencies, there's about 1.4 million of those folks. In the last year of the Obama administration, they blanked out, they redacted the names on 3,500 of them. And we were upset by that. Today, the names have been redacted on 350,000 of those employees. We estimate there's $30 billion of compensation hidden in the swamp. We don't know who receives how much.
Why is it so impossible to get this information, Adam?
Well, the Office of Personnel Management, OPM, they changed the disclosure rules. So this wasn't a statute from Congress telling them to hide the payroll. This was an interagency shift in their quote-unquote data release policy. And the real-world effect of that was to then shield 350,000 bureaucrats, their names and their comp levels. It's absolutely outrageous. We pay the salaries. We deserve to see who receives how much.
Unbelievable. And they have the audacity to redact the information. I mean, this is out of control. See, this is what happens with Regulation Nation. When you have bureaucrats running the store here, they're unaccountable. And this is the kind of stuff that they do. I mean, Adam, this has to just be so aggravating for you and for the American people who realize the game they're playing here.
Exactly. So here's another one. The Federal Reserve, equally as secretive. Okay, so we asked them for their payroll information. We know they employ about 23,000 folks. And so we asked for the name, title, and salaries of the 23,000. And they produced, Bill, this is incredible, 367. They hit over 98% of their payroll. What's even worse is their argument. They argue that the personal privacy of their employees outweighed the public interest in disclosure. In other words, the Federal Reserve is arguing that they're above the law.
Yes, exactly. Well, and then, so what's the remedy here? You know, you just
well,
keep
on the,
asking.
Well, we have
go
to
ahead.
Sue them. We have to sue them. We cannot let, at openthebooks.com, our third prong to our mission. So the first prong is data capture. And we filed 47,000 Freedom of Information Act requests last year and compiled virtually the entire record taxed and spent at the federal, state, and local level everywhere across the country in 50,000 public bodies that had never been done before. The second prong is oversight. We audit them, and we hold them accountable, and that's what we talk about on your show, Bill. All these audits make national news because it's a target-rich environment.
Yes.
The third prong is inflection point lawsuits. When these government bodies resist our lawful Freedom of Information Act request, we have to sue them, like we sued Fauci, like we sued the state of California for their state checkbook, and we have to sue the Federal Reserve. We cannot let this precedent stand. We have to enforce transparency law. We have to keep transparency law wide on behalf of the people.
Wow. And this seems like such a no-brainer. But again, if you do not force them to do the right thing, you end up with, 10% of the information if you're lucky, right?
Well, and that brings us to the third example. The Vice President of the United States, When it comes to secrecy, the vice president is the least transparent office holder in the country. They wow. tell us that they're not subject, the entire office is not subject to the Freedom of Information Act at all. Okay, second, a heartbeat away from the presidency,
yes.
they don't think they're subject to FOIA, our right to know. So we asked for their payroll. They will disclose nobody, nothing, no information over there with Kamala Harris.
Mm-hmm.
And we know of no other elected official at any level in the entire country that takes this position. Zero. Now, Congress says they're, and Congress is exempt from the Freedom of Information Act, okay? But they release their payroll. They release all mm-hmm. the staffers' information. They release their line-by-line spending in their offices, okay? So they release their financial spending. The Office mm-hmm. of Vice President is releasing nothing. Zip. And we have to sue them, too. We think they're actually subject to FOIA, but it's mm-hmm. never been tested in court, and we plan to test that position that they're taking. We think it's an unlawful position.
Yeah, that's amazing. We just don't want to participate, huh? Just because. And so then here we go. We go to court. And when you go to court, Adam, I mean, is this like a 3 to 5 year, opportunity that you have to deal with?
Well, when we sued National Institutes of Health on our Freedom of Information Act request for Dr. Fauci's employment information, that moved really quickly. We sued at the end of October, and in December we basically had the order, and they're going to start production in February. Now, when we sued California, that was back in January of 2020, and right now it just came to a head 2 years later where the Superior Court judge is writing the order now, and he's been thoughtful and diligent, and we hope to have a favorable outcome there. So it just depends. That's the answer.
Well, that's amazing. So is this the first time that the vice president's office has taken this stance, or has this been the tradition of the office of the vice president?
So it's an interesting history and a great question, Bill. Mm-hmm. So we researched that, and what they're hanging their hat on is an interagency memo from a Bill Clinton appointee. Okay, so it goes back to the Clinton administration, an assistant attorney general over there at the Department of Justice that wrote a memo saying that the vice president's office is not subject to the Freedom of Information Act. But then you had Republican vice presidents and Democratic vice presidents, and all they do is hang there when you request something, that's the memo they sent you, right? Because they, when they get the office, they don't want to open up both parties. So it takes somebody from the outside to enforce the law. And we think the memo was written for a specific outcome, and that was to hide everything. And
of
we
course.
Want to open everything up, open the books.
Yes. Well, of course, the way the vice president is losing personnel these days, there's not many people, you know, as far as money that's going to support her personnel right now. It might be more money being spent on job searching than actual people's employment.
We'd like to know that, right? We'd
yeah,
like to
exactly.
know books.
Really, exactly. Okay, what else do we got in War on Transparency?
All right, so this will drive everyone crazy.
We've got about a minute left, okay? Go ahead. U.S. Post. Oh, our favorite, yes. Yeah, I said we got about a minute left here just to give you an idea, okay?
So USPS, they rejected our Freedom of Information Act request to produce their line-by-line checkbook expenditures and their bonuses that they pay to their employees. They'll only give us base salaries. And they stated, and this is the funny thing, they stated that doing so would expose, quote-unquote, their trade secrets. Bill, trade secrets? They lost $9.2 billion last year.
It's boy, you want those trade secrets.
Federal Express.
Is yes.
it a benefit from any trade secrets over at the USPS?
This is comical, isn't it? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we want those trade secrets. Maybe we want those trade secrets so that we know not to follow your lead and be in the same loss column. That's ridiculous. It's so painted up with red. That is absurd. It's never ending. Adam Andrzejewski, as always, we appreciate the information. Again, we remind everybody, go to openthebooks.com to be in the flow of the know. And, hey, look it. Give him a little kiss, a little donation there to help out the cause, all right? And he's the author of Operation Drain the Swamp. Thank you, Adam. Take care. Happy New Year, buddy.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck.
or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now.